It's something from the Yediyah's department. Yediyah that probably people should have, or probably don't have. So I'd like to start with a short Yediyah, and then get to a broader topic. Shlichus is to send. Lashon Kodesh, Vayishlach is you sent. Sometimes it means to send a one-way ticket, to send someone one way. And sometimes it means you send someone to come back. You send someone to the store to buy something and you come back. If you take a Chumash or a Navi, Ksuvim, and you look at the word, you should be able to know from looking at the word if it means to send to come back or to send away permanently. It's very, very simple. It's only simple if you know it. If there's a dogesh in the lamed, dogesh, you heard of. If there's a dot in the lamed, meaning the middle letter of the shayrus, shin lamed ches, if there's a dot, then it means to send away on a permanent basis, a one-way trip. If there's no dot in the lamed, if there's no dogesh, then it means to send and come back. That's a klal. Most dogish rules have no exceptions. The digduk, every rule has exceptions, but kamat, every dogish rule has no exceptions, and it seems that this rule has no exceptions. It's generally, not always, but generally the vowelization is different. When there's a dogish in the lamed, there's usually a pasach under the shin, so that. Let's take some examples from Chumash. In Parshas Kiseitse, when someone gets divorced, he sends away his wife. Now, it's a one-way ticket. He sends away his wife, and the marriage is over. And Zehu. So it says, the Lashon that it says in the Torah, when it talks about a divorce, always has the dot in the lamed. Always has this type of binyan where there's a dan in the lamed kikach ishisho bala m'laysim sechem be'enav kimasa restava kosek krisus v'shulcha mi beisai. There's a dogish in the lamed v'shulcha mi beisai. Same thing tupsakim leida stay ahish ha'achmen kosek krisus nasim yada v'shulcha mi beisai. Again, it's a divorce. It's written in a lashon that implies a permanent sending away. Pasuk Dalet, Layucha Bala Harishayin Asher Shilcha Lashav Lakachta. Again, Shilcha is a dogesh in the lamed. Whenever there's a dogesh in the lamed, it's a one-way ticket. It's a one-way. It's a strong sending away. It's a sending away and don't come back. In Lashon Kodesh, that's called binyan kaved. Everyone's going to turn off. I said the word binyan. But let's talk about a dot in the lamed. But Lashon Kodesh is called binyan kaved. Binyan kaved is a strong expression, and when you have the dogesh in the lamed, then it's always a strong expression. It's to send away in one direction. The same thing in Parshas Kiseitse b'shluach hakein, shaleach t'shalach esa'ein. It's a one-way ticket. You're sending the mother away. You're taking the eggs. Shaleach t'shalach. It has the dogesh in the lamed. Those are examples of binyan kaved. Shalach es ami ve'avduni. Shalach is binyan kaved. Send Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. It's a one-way ticket, and when it's a one-way ticket, there's a dogesh in the lamed. When you send someone just to go and come back, then there's no dogesh in the lamed. For example, and the whole Parsha Shemais, and Parsha Shemais, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends Moshe Rabbeinu to Pari's house. You all understand he's to Pari's palace. You understand he's not sending him to stay there permanently. And therefore, consistently, it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent him. There's no dogesh. Va'atolcha v'shlochcha el paray v'itzi es amin yisrael mi'mitzrayim. Okay, v'shlochcha el paray. Not sending him there permanently. He's sending him there, and they'll come back. They'll go to Paray's house on a shlichus and come back. Same thing, Pasuk Yud Beis. Zeh lecha ha'ayis ki anachi shalachticha. Also, I'm sending you to be a messenger, to go. Tell v'amarto lahem el kevisechem shalachani aleichem. Again, no dogation in it. It repeats all the time. Kaisam el b'nei Yisrael, eke shalachani aleichem. Shalachani. So there, it's always without the dogation. So this is the rule. That's called binyan kal. Binyan kal is you send somebody, it's not a strong sending. It's a send and come back. V'yishlach Yaakov malachim. It's v'yishlach. It's they send messengers. Pasha doesn't mean messengers to come back. They're not staying permanently by Esav. So it says v'yishlach Yaakov malachim. So even if you don't like Dibduk, this is the rule you could remember. I told it to my 9-year-old grandson. I didn't tell him being covered, being cow, I just told him dot in the line. I think he's always going to remember it. It's an easy, very easy thing. That when there's a dogesh in the lamed, it's a permanent sending. When there's no dogesh in the lamed, it's a temporary sending. Okay? Easy rule. Why do I mention it in Parshas Noach? Because in Parshas Noach, there's a Rashi. If you don't know what I just told you, it's impossible to learn this Rashi. The Pasuk says, in Perikhes Pasuk Ches, Vayishalach es hayoyna me'itai. He sent away the dove, you know, from the, in the teva, he sent the dove. Vayishalach es hayoyna me'itai lirei sakalu amayim al pnei adam. So listen to Rashi. Vayishalach, listen to the words of Rashi. Impossible, in no way, no clue. He showed this to 99% of people, they can't touch it. Vayishalach, ein ze loshen shlichus. Ela lashin shiluach, shocha lolechas ladarka. Yeah, ain't that lashin shlichus? Not a lashin ascending. Ela lashin shiluach, just a lashin ascending. Shocha lolechas ladarka. Sent it going its way. That's what she's talking about. It's impossible to understand this Rashi unless you understand Rashi's bothered. Vayishalach esayrei. There's a dogish in the lamed. V'yishalach ha-seyayna is a dogesh in the land. He sent it one way. It says, V'yishalach ha-seyayna l'rois ha-kalu ha-mayim al-pnei adam. It sounds like sending the yayna to come back and indicate to you what's going on. So Rashi says, ain't a loshen shlichus without a dogesh. It's not go and come back. A loshen shiluach, sholcha lolechus l'darka. He sent it permanently. He said, yayna, goodbye. If there's a place to go, then the yayna won't come back. There's no place to land. The animal will come back. No, it's very geschmack. It's like a kindergarten idea. But 99% of you have no clue what's going on. The Oirev is really the same thing. But it can get confusing. The question is why Rashi says about the Yaina, not the Pasuk earlier by the Oirev. So there's an answer. But there's nothing to do with Digdor. It has to do with Pshat. But this is an easy rule. Okay, everybody, another rule. Okay, Adonim Lalamid. Binyan Kaveh, you send away permanently. Now, lest I push my luck, you know, Bishalach, send permanently. Probably. The Pashut Pshad is, you know, it's not wrong. Oh. Limud, the verb, Limud is learning. Limud is teaching. Limud is teaching. You know, people who talk Yiddish, they get confused in teaching and learning. Right? They say teaching, they mean learning. They say learning, they mean teaching, because the Lashon Kodesh is the same word. Right? Learning. Learning is to teach, and learning is to learn. Right? So I'm going to learn you a thing or two. I mean, I'm going to learn you a thing or two. I mean, I'm going to teach you a thing or two. Just since the Lashon Kodesh and the Yiddish, it's all one word. So Meila, it's all the same. Isn't it a Pella that Lashon Kodesh is the same word for learning and the same word for teaching? The answer is, it's not true. If you see a word, Lilmaid, you look if the middle letter has a Dagesh. If there's a Dagesh in the Mem, then it's to teach. Teaching is harder than learning. So when it says l'lamed, to teach, and usually there's a pasuk under the lamed, just like for yishalak, there's usually a pasuk under the shin. If the middle letter has a dogesh, that's being covered. The lamed is to teach. Lilmaid, how do you know lilmaid means to learn, how to teach? Because there's no dogesh. I have in front of me avaselam avtanu. So it says, Saint Libenu Bina Lavan Haskil Shmaya, lilmaid, no dogesh. Ulalamed has a dogesh. Do you ever wonder why the printer bothered with these dots? Huh? Like a vase and a vase, you understand. But like, what's the difference? If it has a dogish, doesn't have the dogish, you pronounce exactly the same way. The answer is that there's a very big difference. When there's a dot, it's being covet. It's a strong expression of teaching. It's teaching, which is always harder. And lilmaid is to learn. In Birchsa Taira, Kulanu Yaydei Shemecha V'Loimdei Seiresecha. Does that mean we're all Yaydei Shemecha and we teach your Taira or we learn your Taira? It's the Birchsa Taira in the morning. Loimdei Seiresecha L'Shema Baruchat Hashem Amlami Taira Lam Yisrael. If you take Birchsa Taira, you'll see. When it says Loimdei Seiresecha, it's with or without. Loimdei Seiresecha means to learn, there's no dogish. Baruch Ata Hashem Hamalame Taira Lami Yisrael. You can find a dogesh. Hamalame Taira. Right? Should have a dogesh. It has a dogesh. Hamalame Taira Lami Yisrael. This is a rule, like I say, which is for the most part across the board. Dogesh rules are usually without exceptions. And so I'm not going to push it. Shlichus, two types. Alimut, two types. Let's see, those are two easy ones.
Is there a case where the word is?
Well, because there's a dogesh, there's a patach on the letter before. But you see, the patach rule, there are exceptions. In Binyan Kaved, there's usually a patach before the dogesh. But there are exceptions, like Begerishin, it says v'shulchami beisai. It's like v'shalchami beisai, for whatever reason. So the part to recognize it by the Nakudis, there are exceptions. But to recognize by the Dogesh, I don't think there are any exceptions. If there are, see, like Rashi and Disri Parashi, I've explained it. Okay? I'm telling you, in Digduk, you don't gotta know, you gotta know mamish nothing, and you're very smart. You know, you'll tell people by a Suda or in Shul, you'll tell somebody this rule with a dot in the Lamed, they'll think you know all kinds of Digduk. I know nothing about Digduk. I know, a dot in the Lamed is one way and a dot in the Mem is a different way. And so, you know, that's pretty much what I know about Binyan Kaved. And maybe I come up with one or two more examples, but these are the easy examples. And that's it. That's it for this topic. Right? A bite-sized piece, everybody. No? Do it a few times in the year and you'll all be geniuses and dig dug. Because you'll know 10 minutes worth five times, so... It's a lot more than everybody else. Okay? So a dot in the mem, a dot in the lamed. Just have to remember which is which. Okay? Binyan kaved is the harder one. To send someone permanently, to teach. That's binyan kaved. Okay. I'd like to talk a little about Eretz Yisrael. The truth is that there's a shaychus in the parasha as well. Because everybody knows the beginning of Lech Lecha starts with Avraham's, like some Rishayim was first Nesai, and other Rishayim learned it's a broad spectrum of what his 10 Nesai Nesai. But Avraham Avinu was told, Lech Lecha Miyaskam, Lech Lecha Beis Avicha, Eloretz Asherecha. Avraham is told to go to Eretz Yisrael. That's his first Nesai, travel, leave everything, and go to your father's, and leave your father's home, and go to Eretz Yisrael. Tight. What most people don't realize is that in the end of Parshas Nayach, just a few psukim earlier, the pasuk says, two psukim earlier, next to the last pasuk in Nayach. In the beginning of Lech Lecha, Avraham Avinu was told to go to Eretz Canaan. Okay, it's a big Nesai. Two psukim earlier, Terach moves. Terach is Avram's father. Vikach Terach says Avram Benai. Avram, Keretah takes Avram, and Loit Ben Haran Ben Benai, and Sarai, Eshes Avram. He takes the three of them. These are the three that end up going to Eretz Yisrael, right? So Terach takes the three of them. Vayetzu Itam Yerkazdim, Lolechas Atzu Kanan. Two psukim earlier, the same three, Avram, Sarai, and Loit, are heading to Eretz Yisrael with Terach. They're heading there. So something goes wrong. Didn't make it the whole way. They stopped at Charan, and you know, whatever. Terach liked the schnitzel at Charan, so he stopped. You know, Terach wasn't commanded to go, so he liked something there, and he stopped, and that's it. So it's a shtickle pella. Avraham has to go to Eretz Yisrael. Tufsukim early, he's heading there, and sort of the Rabbanu Shalom stops him. Rabbanu Shalom stops him from going. So there's a klal that Eretz Yisrael is nikna b'yisurim. It's a klal that the first time in Shas Eretz Yisrael is mentioned is in Brachas Tafei. And the Gemara says that Eretz Yisrael is nikna idei yisurim. It could be Ma'aseh Avisim Labanim. Avraham Avinu's Nisayin and Lech Lecha is the original going to Eretz Yisrael, and it was kosher with many Nisayinus. Many Nisayinus, the Mefarshim explained why going there was a Nisayin, leaving his father behind. And even when he got there, there was a hunger, he had to run to Mitzrayim. But it's counted from the Nisayinus of Avraham Avinu, possibly the first Nisayin, depending on how you count the Nisayinus. The Prishayim count there, everyone counts this as a Nisayin. So that the Kenyan of Eretz Yisrael is a Kenyan that's this kasher, that has a kesher with Yisrael. Now the truth is the expression Kenyan nikne b'Yisrael needs a hesber. It has nothing to do with the Kenyan. It has to do with living in Eretz Yisrael. Living in Eretz Yisrael for whatever reason, in a Shemayim. It's a Kenyan, it's nikne b'Yisrael. I mentioned to you in the past the Agos HaShri in Elul Metzias, which is brought Lahalacha in the Ramah. The story, remember the story of a person who bought a bar of tin, and really underneath it was gold or silver, different versions of the story, like I assume it was really silver and it got upgraded to gold, but there are different versions in the Rishayim. But someone bought a bar of tin. He thought it was tin, he paid for tin, he sold it to another yid. And the other yid found that it was tin covered gold or silver. And it was din Torah. He says to Mekartos, the original seller was long gone. So the one who sold it, Reuben, who sold it to Shimon, says to Mekartos, I get it back. And the psak of the Gos HaShri, which is the way we pass in the Ramah pass in the Shulchan Aruch, and these explanation in Chayshim Mishpat. But he said, remember what he said, remember the psak, that the one who buys the tin, it's really gold underneath. If you buy tin, it's really gold underneath. The only kind of tin. The kinyan is only to the degree that you know what it's worth. If you kind of something, and it's hidden inside that it's really worth more, you're not kind of the more. You kind of something, part of the kinyan is the das kinyan. And you're kind of to the degree that you know there's a kinyan. It's based on a sugya in Neil Metzias, and that Bafei Amid Beis, Bafei Amid Aleph. Dovah Pella, you buy a house, and there's treasure hidden in the house, so you're not kind of the treasure. Even though Chatzera Shaladim kind of like Shalami Daitai, but it's a Mishnah. Mishnah says you buy a house, and there's treasure hidden in the walls of the house. There was some previous owner that hid gold and silver and money in the walls. So you buy the house, and then you sell the house. The new buyer is kind of, he can, if he finds it, it's his. Not only that, the Mishnah says that the house collapses. The house collapses, and someone walks by and sees it and takes it, it's his. Because when you buy a house and money is hidden there, you don't know it's there, you're not kind of. You only kind of something to the degree that there's a hakara of what it is that you're being kind of. That's the klal in Chayshim Mishpat, even Kinyan Chatzah, which is kind of Shalem Yedaitai, but you're kind of only, I think there are Moz Reish Lamed Beis, I think. Yes, maybe. And that's the halacha. The Hagas Hashri is there in the Rosh on Daf Chof Av in Neil Metzias.
In this case, the Reuben here also wouldn't have owned it. He bought it from somebody else.
Yeah. So he didn't own it until he discovered it. Once he scratched it. So Shimon is the one who owned it. Now Reuven doesn't own it.
Sakya that he has to
He doesn't have to give it back. The psak is that Shimon, who discovered the gold, he keeps the gold. Reuven only owned the tin. And Reuven sold to Shimon, Shimon was only kind of the tin. But the minute he discovers the gold, he could be kind of the gold, and it becomes his. If you think you're being kind of tin, then you're only kind of tin. You're not kind of gold. He said that's maybe the Bior in the Maaseh Machpelah, which Avraham brought from Ephraim for 400 shekel kesef. And it makes it sound like Ephraim cheated Avraham, right? Avraham gave him Oivel HaSeicher. And we all know that it was worth much more. Avraham Avinu knew that Adam and Chava are buried there. Ephraim didn't know that Adam and Chava were buried there. If he didn't know Adam and Chava were buried there, he made a museum, he made a tourist guide, a place to go and daven and make schoolers. Especially then, there was nobody was buried yet in Uman, no one was buried yet in any place else. It was the only kever, right? Ephraim didn't know Adam and Chava were buried there. Avraham cheated Adam and Chava. I mean, Avraham cheated Ephraim. He put a 400 for 400 shekelim. You buy the place where Adam and Chava are buried. The terrace is the same thing. Ephraim was never kinder this field for its bigger value. He didn't know Adam and Chava are buried. When he bought the field, it was worth the smaller amount to him. If you think you're kinda tin, you're only kinda tin. You're not kinda gold. If you think you're kinda a rocky field, you're kinda a rocky field. It's worth more than Machava buried it. If you don't know, then you're not kinda. The idea that Eretz Yisrael is nichna b'yisurim is an idea of the chavivus of Eretz Yisrael. Yisurin means that a person pushes himself. Everybody lives somewhere. Everyone lives somewhere. So maybe living in Eretz Yisrael is a good place to live. It's not too much snow. Maybe you're living there for that. So Kadosh Baruch Hu, you know, it's a half a joke. They say when a Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world and set up Eretz Yisrael, the Malachim said, Rabbi Nishalom, so much you give Eretz Yisrael, such beautiful mountains, and such beautiful Mediterranean Sea, and the Mechamin of Tveria, Yerushalayim Yerakadosh, you give so much to one land, not fair. So Rabbi Nishalom answered, just wait to see who I'm going to give them as neighbors. There's a little truth to it. It sounds wonderful. But Klal Yisrael never lived in Eretz Yisrael easily since the Galus. Always nikne b'yisurim. That's the kinyan of Eretz Yisrael. How are you kind of karka? You're kind of karka with hayras stylus. You have to do something to show you're a balabas. How do you show? How do you show? It's a regular karka, no god or parrots. You're kind of through a kinyan. How are you kind of Eretz Yisrael? The chavivas of Eretz Yisrael comes through a kinyan that has to do with a certain amount of Mesiras Nefesh. There's a Pnei Yeshua in Ksuvis, Daf Kuf Yud Aleph. The Gemara says, Kol Ador Eretz Yisrael is Shori B'loy Ovon. If you live in Eretz Yisrael, you're living without Averis. What's the Pnei Yeshua's Kasha? So Pnei Yeshua says, I know plenty of people living in Eretz Yisrael, they're not Dor B'lo Yavin. What does it mean you live in Eretz Yisrael? Yisrael's Megan, you shouldn't sin. You know some people that are not that way. So Pnei Yeshua says, a Dor B'Eretz Yisrael is someone who lives in Eretz Yisrael, the Makedushas Eretz Yisrael. Someone who lives there with the chavivus of the Eretz HaKadosh. Someone has the chavivus, so that's Eretz Yisrael. That's Eretz Yisrael. You live in Eretz Yisrael because the other reasons. So that's tin. That's not gold. If you want to be kind of tin, you're kind of tin, not kind of gold. Then you can live in Eretz Yisrael. You can live in Brooklyn. If you want to be kind of Eretz Yisrael, you have to be accurate with the chashivus of Eretz Yisrael. is Narachayim HaKadosh Vayikra Yutes says the same thing. V'chisavayu el ha'aretz, he says, when you come to Eretz Yisrael, kisavayu el ha'aretz, take havana sabia el ha'aretz l'chibuk l'cheshek ha'aretz ha'kadaisha v'loy derech mikrit. Kisavayu el ha'aretz means you're coming, you're makir the chashivas of Eretz Yisrael, the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. When there's a hakaras, you have a kinyan in Eretz Yisrael. When there's no hakaras, you don't have a kinyan. It's a place people go, because it's a place people go. The point is that the kinyan Eretz Yisrael is because of chashivas Eretz Yisrael. If, there was a psak from Rabbi Yashiv with a couple from South America. She wanted to move to Eretz Yisrael, and he didn't want to move to Eretz Yisrael. And she said, you know, the halach is that husband and wife could force each other to go a kamal in Eretz Yisrael. So they asked Rabbi Yashiv. And Rabbi Yashiv asked her, why do you want to come to Eretz Yisrael? Why do you want to come to Eretz Yisrael? So she said, I have friends here. South America, I don't have too many friends. In Eretz Yisrael, I have friends. And also, you know, she lived in Brazil. How much kosher food is there in Brazil? You know, it's hard to be a Frum Yid in Brazil. Yerushalayim, there's plenty. It's much easier to be a Frum Yid in Yerushalayim. Food is more available, the kosher food, and I have friends here. Rabbi Yashiv Paskin, and it's printed, that she can't force him to move to Eretz Yisrael. She's not forcing him to move to Eretz Yisrael. She's forcing him to move to a place she has more friends and more food. So it's HaKoyim Ma'ilun L'Eretz Yisrael. If it's Atz Chavivos Eretz Yisrael, then HaKoyim Ma'ilun L'Eretz Yisrael. If you're going there because the food is good and the friends, so there's no such halacha that HaKoyim Ma'ilun to a place where we have more friends. So this is the Nekuda. The Nekuda is an appreciation of Eretz Yisrael for what it is. Eretz Yisrael for what it is, it's a Makom Kodesh, it's the place from where everything emanates and the place where everything goes. You stand at the Kaisel and daven there, you should feel at your back the wind of all the tefillahs, of all the Yidden from everywhere, they're all flowing right through there to the Kodesh of Kodeshim. Every Jew the whole world over is davening towards there. If you stand at the Kaisel and you have that Ema, you have that feeling that all the tefillahs are coming through, you stand there differently. You don't misbehave there. If you feel the awe of the place, people go to the Kaisel because it's the place to get, but people get together. It's not pleasant when you come there and people are schmoozing about different things, just like they schmooze in shul. It's not the Kaisel. It's tin. It's not gold. If you make tin, then it's tin. If you make gold, then it's gold. It's what you make of it. Every time there's a little tumbling in Eretz Yisrael, parents call me if they should send their kids back to Eretz Yisrael. I send them back. Shouldn't I send them back? So what I've been telling them is, of course you should send them back. If you have a child planning to go after Pesach, tell them to go right now instead. The best time to go. There's a certain seriousness in Eretz Yisrael, there's a certain sincerity, there's a fear. The people are coming because they're coming because it's Eretz Yisrael. It's a different heritage. It's the most wonderful time in Eretz Yisrael when all the tourists are not there. All the tourists are not there. It's the most absolutely wonderful time. You know, it doesn't bother me as much. You go to the Kaisel and you see all the Frenchmen in their shorts and flip flops and, you know. But every once in a while you see someone with a yarmulke coming to the Kaisel that way. I was once in Israel for a simcha for a day. And I went from the airport to daven mincha, and then I went to the simcha. As I'm walking out of mincha, I see somebody I know from Brooklyn who's learning Israel coming to the Kaisel for mincha. He's not dressed the way he should be dressed. I chased him away. I screamed at him. I chased him away. I said, go daven somewhere else. Go daven in the Kirvur Chaikim Yeshivas, where the way you're dressing is appropriate. You know, the Kaisel, this is the way you come dressed to the Kaisel. He tells me, no, I'm dressed this way. I went into the tunnels, into the water, under the ground, and, you know, so I had to... I don't understand. So you went sightseeing, so part of sightseeing is the Kaisel. If you make tin out of it, then it's tin. You can make gold out of it, then it's gold. Eretz Yisrael nikna al yidei yisurim. The kinyan is a kinyan when people are willing to be civil for Eretz Yisrael. And kachim advarim. I was looking, there's a sefer Kotche Yecheskel. I happen to like the sefer because it's the Torah of the Ostrovtsu. The Ostrovtsu was one of the Chassidish Gedolim who I feel akin to in certain ways, which if you know about the Ostrovtsu, maybe you'll figure it out. But in there, there's a drush that was said in Shabbos Shuvah, 1936. And it begins, could have been written many, many times in the last 80 years. Ki hayayim shenerag kama kedoshim v'tahirim b'Yerushalayim u'baratzein v'akdoshim. It's drush, ki hayayim, today, shenerag, it says shenergu, see shesvarim not makbid on digduk. Shenerag kama kedoshim v'tahirim b'Yerushalayim u'baratzein v'akdoshim. And he has the gewaldige insight for people in Chutz Lares. There's a well-known chazal that Yosef was buried in Eretz Yisrael and Moshe wasn't. Why? Because when Yosef was in Paro's house, they said Ishivri. He looked like a Yiddish person. But Moshe Rabbeinu, when he traveled, they said Ishmitzri Yitzilon. He looked like a Mitzri. So Yosef looked like an Ishivri, so he was Zechut buried in Eretz Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu looked like an Ishmitzri, so he wasn't Zechut buried in Eretz Yisrael. I think it's a famous lesson. The Lashon of the Medrash, Dvarim Rabba, by Avram, by Moshe, Yosef Hayda Ba'artzai, Nikfar Ba'artzai. Yosef was Maida, he's an Ishivri, he's buried in Eretz Yisrael. Moshe Shaloi Hayda Ba'artzai, Lai Nikfar Ba'artzai. Moshe wasn't Maida, so he wasn't buried. What's a kasha? Obvious pshat kasha on this. If Yankee would be here, he would tell me. Huh? No. It's pshat, taich. Yeah, Yosef was born in Eretz Yisrael. He was raised in Eretz Yisrael. He was 17 years in Eretz Yisrael. And then he got sent to Mitzrayim. So Yosef, hayda ba'artzai, he's Eretz Yisrael, like a person. Moshe, lo hayda ba'artzai, Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe wasn't born in Eretz Yisrael. His parents, not his mother, not his father, they weren't buried in Eretz Yisrael. Yecheved and Amram were born in Mitzrayim. The words don't seem to make sense. I'm asking. Yosef, hayda ba'artzai, he was takav Eretz Yisrael. Moshe, lo hayda ba'artzai, so Moshe was the Dov HaPelah. So he says, the advice of Chais, that even Yidden and Chutz La'aretz are mechuyev to have a hergish of Artsai, of Eretz Yisrael. Even when you're Chutz La'aretz, you're never in Eretz Yisrael. There has to be a hergish of Artsai, of your place. That's Artsai, that's where you belong. Now, the Chassam Seifer said that even though Aniyei Yercha Kaidim, and the Yerushalayim are always Aniyei Yercha. Why in Yerushalayim always Aniyei Yercha? Because it's Yercha. It's Yercha. It's just it. There has to be an appreciation of it. There's no appreciation of it, so if you're kind of tin, then you're kind of tin. If it's nothing, then it's nothing. We're very spoiled, Baruch Hashem. And we're very spoiled because we grow up in a time that Eretz Yisrael, Baruch Hashem, is available to us. We don't realize, you know, to think for a minute, we don't realize that from Rabbeinu HaKadosh 2,000 years ago, from Hillel till Rebbe, the seat of Pesach Halacha was in Eretz Yisrael. If the Rebbe died, Rav and Shmuel moved to Chutz La'aretz, to Bavel. And from then on, Torah emanated from Babel. Do you realize when we're living? From the time of Rav and Shmuel, the center of Psak Halacha for Yidden, Kimitzi and Teitzei Torah, did not exist. not 1900 years ago, not 1500 years ago, not 1000 years ago. There was no period, zero. There was no time in the entire Hemshah from Rabbeinu HaKadosh till today that the central place, the Merkaz HaTorah, was Eretz Yisrael. Ki Mitzian Teitz HaTorah, you know what it means today? I don't appreciate it. It's strong, isn't it? The gold of Eretz Yisrael is gone because we have it so available to us. I like to tell you, and people don't believe it, that in 67, for the next 20 or 30 years, I can't tell you Gennady, but at least 20 years, there were no chairs at the Kaisel, period. Nobody sat by the Kaisel. Kaisel? There were no seats at the Kaisel. People came to the Kaisel and stood. You wanted to sit down, you walked away, and you sat down somewhere else. Could you believe it? There were no chairs at the Kaisel. Then, there were a handful of chairs, a little plaque on the back, that it's for elderly people and who can't stand. And then, there were more chairs, and I'm not saying there can't be chairs. I'm just saying, it was more gold then than it is today. It was more gold then than it is today. No one has, there's such an aimer that you don't sit down, it was gold. Eretz Yisrael nikta b'Yisurim. The Hiraz Bailus of Eretz Yisrael, the Cheshivas Eretz Yisrael, comes when Klal Yisrael is makir. When Klal Yisrael recognizes. When Klal Yisrael recognizes, then that's Kinyan Eretz Yisrael's nikta. Taka the Kinyan is when you see its gold. And the fact that every once in a while people are saying, oh, it's terrible times. It is terrible times. It's awful that people are dying. Terrible. But that Kenyan Eretz Yisrael has been that way consistently since we came back to Eretz Yisrael. It's not easy. Avraham Avinu couldn't go. He was going easily. He was going on an express bus with his father. The bus broke down in Haran, and he had to go with his Yainis. He had to go, and there was a hunger. I want to read you the end of the Lashon of the Ostrov Stavir. He's writing this in 36. His son is writing at Bishmai. He writes, Aleinu lehizbainen. He could have written this today. This is 37. This is 36. Shabbos Shuva, Tuf Reis Tadik Zayin. He says, Aleinu lehizbainen is the quote. Ashi Rishalayim v'ha'aretz. Loi sipakeid al yedei chesed le'umim. It's not something that we're going to be able to keep because of the kindness of the nations around us. Hardarshim rak tovela atzman. We have no interest really in benefiting Yidden. Whatever they do for their own interest. Ach rak tipakeid al yedei hashemrim ha'amitiyim. It's Yisrael Nikne through those who connect, those who see a spiritual Eretz Yisrael, who see a Ruchnius Eretz Yisrael. And so there comes a time when it's hard to be in Eretz Yisrael, it's hard to go to Eretz Yisrael, it's hard. So people are afraid. What do you do? People are afraid. Don't think it's only here and now. You know, don't buy any of this. You know, the Palestinians are so frustrated with the peace process, they're killing. You know, Muslims are killing wherever they are. They're not just killing Jews. You know, they're killing other Muslims. They're killing whoever they can kill. Nothing to do with anything. Eretz Yisrael is Nikneh B'Yisurim. Klal Yisrael being there from the very beginning, from when Avraham went. Imagine, the Rebbeinu Shlomo says go, he goes, and there's a hunger. He has to run to Mitzrayim for food. It's Nikneh B'Yisurim. Why is it Nikneh B'Yisurim? Because the Kenyan is, you have to say it's gold. If it's not gold, then you're not kind. If you take it like tin, then it's tin. So this is a hergish for a time that it's right to have the hergish. It should be kind of the idea. You should know that Kadosh Baruch Hu gives you the opportunity to be in Eretz Yisrael. Don't be fooled by all the fools around you, by all the nourisher people around you who treat it like a good place to go, a good place to eat, a good place to tour. It's not. It's a place, Kedusha. The Gemara says, why aren't the Gemara is in the first parak of Pesachim? That's saying probably, why aren't the Chami Tveria in Yerushalayim? Shmaruch Hu in Parshanayim. Why not Chami Tveria? Why not in Yerushalayim? Yerushalayim is the Gevench, the city. Gemara says, why aren't the Paris Gnoistar in Yerushalayim? The Paris, the beautiful Paris of northern Eretz Yisrael, Tveria, put it in there, just put it in Yerushalayim. Shaloyay Maradam. The Gemara says, nobody should say, Ilu Leibasi Elam Shem Chami Tveria. If I would only come to Yerushalayim, Chami Tveria would be Kedai. Ilu Leibasi Elam Shem Paris Gnoistar. That means there's something wrong with coming to Yerushalayim for other reasons. Something wrong. Come to Yerushalayim, good hotels, good food. Something wrong. It's tin. It's less than tin. Anyway, this is the hergish when things happen in Eretz Yisrael. The hergish that we should feel gagun for Eretz Yisrael. One of the nicest things I heard, that's a little bit of a nechama for the fact that I'm a chutz la'aretz. The Amshanover, who was in Shanghai, later came to Eretz Yisrael. He said, there's one thing I miss being in Eretz Yisrael. I miss my gaguin for Eretz Yisrael. I miss my yearning to be in Eretz Yisrael. When you're chutz la'aretz, you can have those gaguin. Eretz Yisrael, you're in Eretz Yisrael. We're chutz la'aretz. At least the gaguin, the desire to connect to Eretz Yisrael, to kedushas Eretz Yisrael, to the ruchnius of Eretz Yisrael, we should have gaguin for it. I hope this man started in Eretz Yisrael. It's happened in the past. I hope it should happen again. Ben Azmanim was a tragic time, and Azman starts, the yeshivas, they start learning. It's more of a shmira. We hope it should be that way now as well. There shouldn't be daigis and tzaros in Eretz Yisrael, but you know, we should appreciate it, without having to have the Yisurim to remind us of the chashivas of Eretz. Good Shabbos.